Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up 9/11. I'm your host, James Easton, and with me today I have John Doerr. We're going to shoot the shit about whatever comes to mind on 9/11 and various projects we're working on. John Doerr is a native of New York City, and he surely can tell us what happened on 9/11 and in his point of view. And what he thinks about all what's happened and what's going on. So I'm going to bring him in just a moment. Hey, John, how's it going?
Hey, James, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
Like I said, I'm drinking coffee and, you know, just keeping awake.
Yep.
Why don't we start off with what exactly did happen to you on 9/11? And, like, where were you? What happened?
I live in Brooklyn across the river, and I was in my house, and I was woken up by my mother, and she said, you know, a plane flew into the Twin Towers. And as I got up, I ran downstairs, and as soon as I went into the living room, I saw the television, and I saw the second plane fly into the South Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was like pandemonium after that, you know. My family, you know, from across the country was calling me and, you know, everybody seeing if I was okay, if anybody, you know, anybody in the family was near the Twin Towers and stuff like that. But I basically watched it from my roof.
Okay.
But I didn't really think much of it. You know, I kind of played into the whole, you know, it was terrorists and all that blah, blah, blah stuff until I moved out west and I got an internet connection, my first computer, and I just started investigating all this stuff around 2003. And that's basically when I sort of awakened to the fact that, you know, what the government said, you know, happened, and the whole story was just bullshit, basically.
Right.
And ever since then, I've been, you know, investigating. I have construction experience. I did ironwork. I knew ironworkers that helped build the Twin Towers, you know, union ironworkers and stuff, so... And that's what I got interested in, was like, you know, the structural integrity of the buildings, the beams and stuff. Once you got into it, you couldn't believe that, you know, two planes could bring down the buildings and, you know, at free fall speed the way it happened.
Right.
Just due to the fact of the way they were built, you know, the ironwork involved was, you know, the highest tech stuff, beams that were put up at that time.
Right.
And
on the flip side of things, I guess you could see how people who have no idea about ironwork construction, how the towers were built, what kind of ingenuity was involved, could just imagine that it's like a big blob of cheese whiz, and it just seems natural for an airplane to melt right through the buildings. Well, as you know, I've been working on this stuff for 2 years. I made a movie called 9/11, mm-hmm. The Biggest Lie, and it's got a million – well, it doesn't have a million hits. It has 860,000 views, but altogether I did 500 episodes on 9/11, specifically relating to the Twin Towers. It's been my focus because, personally, I believe that the screaming, smoking gun is the Twin Towers. It's right there in plain sight. And
absolutely.
No pun intended. I mean, and what the reality is that I made a sort of a joke the other day on one of my episodes where, you know, Johnny walks into the house and says, "Ma, Joey's dead." And the mother goes, "No, you just can't believe it." It's like, no, it's not real. I can't accept it. It's denial. It's cognitive dissonance. So
absolutely.
For people to turn around and say there were no planes and the government blew up those towers, people are like, no, it's unbelievable. I can't accept it. I'm in denial. And that's right. The main problem. I mean, talking to a guy like you, I didn't even know about this structural steel experience that you have. You know, your connection, you talk to people. You're a tattoo artist, so you talk to so many people about anything and everything, but I'm sure you talked about this a lot. And there must be some kind of general consensus floating around that there's something wrong.
Well, what I find is that's true, but at the same time, I truly believe that, in other words, it's in everyone's head that it's not real the way they said it happened, but people are so scared and terrified of, you know, in other words, the government's power now, you know, to in other words, wreck your life if you speak out, or in other words, people, I believe, you know, worry about their jobs and stuff, and you know, have to censor themselves about what they talk about, like on Facebook and social media, because in other words, the repercussions, you know, my boss is going to see what I write, what I say, and what I really feel, and will I lose my job over this? And
well, let's downsize
so
it a bit.
I think that has a lot to do with more people would be speaking out if it wasn't for that, I truly believe.
Right. Yeah, in the movie I said, there's a reason why no one's talking, and that's because they'll get thrown in jail, NDAA, or they'll be killed.
Right.
And these motherfuckers are assholes. They won't just kill you. They'll kill you, your family, and your friends. These people are evil. Now, here's the deal. And there's plenty of examples of this. I mean, they went after several people who were doing investigation on 9/11. Authors, filmmaker, and so on. And, you know, they don't just kill the guy. They kill the wife and the kid and, or the kids and the fucking dog, for Christ's sake.
Right.
So these guys are bastards. And now let me scale it down a bit. Let's say there's a bank robbery, okay? Now these bank robbers have guns, so you may not have a gun, and you're not going to step in and be the hero and save the day, but you're going to definitely fucking point the finger at a motherfucker in a lineup. And
absolutely,
if George Bush and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld and all those other fucking assholes were lined up, I bet you everybody in America would point the fucking finger at them and say, "Fuck you, asshole! You're going to fucking The Hague, and you're going to hang." That's what I want to see. So,
me too.
Pardon?
Me too. That's what I want to see too. And I'm sure
a lot of
other people do too, but nobody's, got the balls to stand up.
That's what I was going to say. The balls, you need balls to be a man. If you don't have balls, you're a mouse. And if people are being scared because of their own, you know, safety and sanctity, think about things down the road. It's not getting any better. It's getting worse.
It's going to compound even worse.
So,
I know I do. You do too, brother. But I truly believe that what we're talking about is a symptom of the culture that the elites have constructed as well.
Right.
And that is, you know, this culture of, you shouldn't speak out. You shouldn't, you know, be against the government. It's unpatriotic. When in reality, you know, I know you're from Canada, but the United States is founded on, you know, questioning government. You know, it's a republic. The individual's, you know, thoughts and ideas are supposed to be respected and heard.
Right.
And it's basically the exact opposite now. Everybody's terrified to speak out, which is more like, you know, Nazi Germany than an American republic, in my opinion.
Well, you could also say that over generations and with the inundation of manipulation by the tube, I mean, people my dad's age, our age, and kids these days, I mean, the tube is nothing but a masterful, artful conglomeration of lies, deception, manipulation, coercion, and we're all victim to it. But the problem is, like, you got to, like, stop watching the damn thing. And
I have. I don't watch television. I haven't watched television in a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm. I have arrived at the conclusion that, and this is like after careful consideration over an extended period of time, that everything on the fucking news, the nightly news, ABC, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, you name it, all of them. First of all, they're all Jew-owned and operated. All right?
Absolutely.
And that comes into factor later on.
Yeah.
Second of all, they're all fucking lying about everything. All the major news stories are contrived. They're pulled from what the powers that be hand down. And it's
Absolutely.
Disseminated to the public.
Right. And it's to push their agenda. And it's always one-sided. It always benefits them, not never the people.
Yeah. These people at the
funny how that works.
You know, most people just want to be like, yeah, whatever, who cares? You know, I just want to live my life, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, you know, you could get arrested.
Well, that's why we're in the fix that we're in, is that whole attitude. You know, governments were meant to be ruled, you know, worked and run by the people. And, you know, that's been stolen away from the people. I truly believe that's a huge part of this whole thing, this whole crisis the entire world is in, is the lack of involvement by the people.
I hear you.
Hands
would
down.
You really, would you be astounded if I told you that a large percentage of the American government, at all levels, state, municipal, and federal, are dual citizenship Israelis?
Absolutely. I'm well aware of that fact. And
okay. The
fact that they're only 2% of the population and the amounts of people that are in the government is totally disproportionate, which points to something, you know, not kosher. Excuse my language.
Well, what's worse than that is that who does their allegiance lie with? If they're dual citizenship, are they pro-American or are they pro-Israeli? Are they doing what Israel wants them to do in America?
These Israelis have so much interest to be part of the United States government in the first place?
Guess what is the most robust, richest, most powerful lobby in the United States?
Well, what is it? AIPAC, right?
Yeah. They own the fucking government. They own
they do,
the media.
Basically.
Not only that, they own the drug industry, Hollywood, the music industry, they own fucking the banks, they own, you know, Rothschild, a Jew, he owns all the central banks in the world, and it's just as
basically,
an aside, it's funny how they call the axis of evil those three countries that don't have central banks. It's just so quaint.
My point again is basically they run and control the entire culture.
For sure. And we're,
and
so we're like little
thing.
Ants.
Right.
We're like little ants in their little terrarium. And I think they've grown sick of the terrarium. They want something else. And, and so they're going to dispense with us. And that's pretty prevalent when you look in the fucking sky and you see chemtrails
I'm
flying
looking out my window
and,
right now, and I'm looking at them. They're spraying us like roaches.
Yeah. Yeah, we're expendable people. This human civilization is not needed by the New World Order. And, you know, you try to explain this to the average layman, and it's a systemic problem where people are so dumb that they can't put it all together, and they don't want to believe it because it's too scary. And so they live in not only
denial,
but
they'd have to use their brains too much, too.
It hurts them, yeah. Oh,
right, it hurts the head.
Oh, God.
To actually think.
Oh, God, it's sad. So, but when, you know what happens when the tough get going, eh?
Right.
The people that are standing up, and there's tons of them, all over the fucking world, and, I mean, this problem is not just America. It's in Canada, Britain, France, Germany.
Absolutely.
It's in all Western nations.
It's globally.
It's global. It's totally global. I mean, they're spraying the shit on everybody. And that brings us all together. Not only that, they put fluoride in our fucking water, which was never present.
First time it was introduced to human drinking water was Nazi Germany in the camps.
Right. And it was meant to keep people docile. But what it does is it's it's not present in the human body naturally.
Right.
Perhaps as trace elements, what have you, but not in the inundation that they've applied to us.
Right.
Where for 60 or 70 years we've been always drinking fluoridated water. So right. why would you think this would be crazy to say that because of the fucking fluoride we have all these other problems like mental problems and
yeah.
you know
it accumulates
the pineal gland. Pardon?
It accumulates in the brain. The fluoride
right.
calcifies the pineal gland, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, they tell you, what is it, like 8 glasses of water a day?
Drink
water.
You
should drink. You're right. Keep drinking water. Buy water. You got to pay for water. But the thing is that, in other words, the more water you drink, the higher dose of fluoride you're getting. And it's uncontrolled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like nobody knows, like, how much fluoride you're actually getting, you know, mm-hmm. via how much water you're drinking. Which is just insane.
I just want to say something real quick. I live in a town where the fluoride was banned, and
good
so
for
we
you.
Have fluoride-free water. I'm not gloating. I'm not bragging. I'm saying
no. That's an awesome thing. I wish I could drink unfluoridated water.
Yeah, even when I go to places like out of town, I hesitate when I go to the sink. I'm like, oh, I don't know. You know, like, it's in everything. It's in Pepsi. It's in Coke. It's in orange juice.
Right. It's in everything. It's in everything.
They put it in everything.
Yeah.
Now, there's a thing about this is that if people start tackling these issues in organized forms, you can
uh-huh.
go to City Hall and petition to have the fluoride removed. May not work
right.
in New York, but in smaller towns outside of New York, I'm sure people in counties and so on, people can get together and really send a loud, clear fucking message. Take
right.
that shit out of our fucking water. Now,
absolutely.
So we covered fluoride. Now, the vaccinations. The government is proposing forced vaccinations. First
yeah.
of all, you know as well as I do, there's mercury in these fucking flu vaccines.
Yeah,
it's
aluminum too.
They put it right on the fucking box because they
yeah.
have to. But
yeah.
They
use it as a preservative, supposedly.
Sure. Well, it's not
right.
doing much for your brain. It's you know, if you were to take a mercury a thermometer that has mercury in it, one of the old ones, and
right.
put it over a stove
uh-huh.
over a pot of hot water and watch the mercury go all the way up and then it explodes and the mercury goes in the water and you drank that water, you would die. It's not good for you. It's
no.
toxic as fuck. It gives people dementia.
It's highly toxic.
You have all these stupid idiots lining up to get their fucking flu shots, and they're like just dumbass sheep zombie fucktards. They're lining up to be murdered, and that's the sad part.
And they do it for free. They give them away for free.
Oh yeah.
They tell you
yeah.
just come in and we'll give them to you for free.
And if you're old, they'll give you a double dose.
Right. And the thing is, I mean,
people
are so dumb, you know, like, what does the government give away for free? You know, nothing, you know, you got to be very wary of anything that's given away for free.
Sure. Especially this government.
Right.
And the last. Let's talk about voting.
Okay.
In the U.S., the Gore-Bush election was kind of cheesy in that it wasn't even the Electoral College that decided, it was the Supreme Court. And most
right.
of the justices on the Supreme Court were put there by George H.W. So
right.
What I'm saying is Bush was appointed, but then they created these electronic fucking voting systems.
Yeah,
and my
that
question
could be hacked
to anybody
in 30
with a
seconds.
Brain,
that could be hacked in 30 seconds or less.
Oh yeah. The real ridiculous aspect of this is that what makes you think that by pressing a button on a computer that it's actually logged and that it's going
right.
somewhere and it means anything and you don't
right.
have any fucking physical proof of your vote? Well,
right. Same
the
thing
other
with
brutal
money.
Side to this. Sorry, man. The other brutal side to this is that these votes are tallied in Israel, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, there you go.
Jesus,
that's
man.
What they're doing in the government. They're here to count all our votes, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh God, you know, it's all, everything's rigged. Everything
is
a plan. They're affecting their plan. 9/11 was the start of it. It was the catalyst. And
absolutely.
You know, people who want to ignore what happened, what's been going on, and what's going to happen, are going to die. They're going to be, you know, mulched into Soylent Green or something. I mean, honestly, I don't know what the end game is particularly, but they didn't build all those fucking FEMA camps for nothing.
Right. And all the underground bases for themselves.
Yeah. Where they're going to live, like,
yeah, right. I just want to make 2 points while it's still on my head.
Okay.
First of all, the biggest difference between the normal everyday people and the elites is the fact that they are highly organized and the people are not. I believe that if that changed, that would make a huge, you know, difference in the world, worldwide. If, you know, in other words, the people took their power back collectively and you know, truly organized. And the other thing that irks me is the fact that especially here in America, I don't know about other countries, but you know, places like Area 51 and all these you know, black sites, where in other words, they're conducting scientific you know, experiments and exploiting technologies that, in other words, are withheld from the rest of the world.
Right.
And in this sense, to me, and the fact that the taxpayers are paying for this, in other words, we're facilitating them to have, in other words, a separate evolutionary we're putting them on a separate evolutionary curve than ourselves.
Okay.
In the sense that they have access to technologies that if we saw it, you know, we'd literally think it was like God or aliens or magic because they're, you know, so far advanced.
Right.
So to me, this points out the huge danger, you know, in the future that these people, because they are so evil and psychotic, that they have access to such technologies that could be used against, you know, the rest of the world.
And
I'm sure, right, and some instances already have, probably.
Okay. Well, that being said,
I just wanted to get that out.
Yeah, that's true. There's these black ops, okay? And I want to bring up the $2.3 trillion that went missing.
Right.
Let me just emphasize that in the annual budget, defense spending is roughly $600 to $800 billion. So $2.3 trillion is like they dipped into the piggy bank and emptied it, basically.
Right.
They stole that from America. Rumsfeld,
right.
Cheney, Bush, the Jews, Israel, all the bad guys that are involved. They stole this money.
Saudi Arabia.
They paid off everybody who played their part on 9/11 to lie about seeing planes, to take videos of planes that weren't there, and so on. I'm telling you, man, there are some firemen.
That was the payoff.
Yeah, a few million
bucks
here and
there.
And then
they could keep what they got from all the pillaging that they're doing now. They get to keep the proceeds.
God, it's sickening. I mean, Halliburton was the most grossing company or something in the U.S.
Yeah, right.
$39 million or something like that, all
right.
Based on the war. These guys, Donald Rumsfeld was asked, so what happened to that $2.3 trillion? And off the cuff, he was like, we figured out that it was never gone. You know, like, that was his answer. That's a big fucking blunder, Rumsfeld. And I don't think people bought it. And honestly, something's got to happen.
Yeah.
People have to take action. And that time's coming. But what we have to still do is at this stage is sort of like mobilize, inform, wake people up, get people on board. And so what I have done with you and a bunch of other guys has started a series of pages where we are in direct competition with AE 911 and 911 Truth. Mm-hmm. And we cover other areas that they don't cover.
Nice.
So we have a complete full spectrum coverage of all the things that are required to attack this head on.
Right.
And, you know, like yourself, you're in the arts group, and you mm-hmm. basically you can be in any group you want, but there's people that, and that's not a joke, it's like looking at memes, people like looking at jokes, people like looking at artwork done about 9/11 or the situation, you know, poems,
right.
anything, music. I just made mm-hmm. a music video with a friend,
yeah.
a rap song, and but there's other groups. There's the media section, and then, of course, we cover lawyers for 9/11, international lawyers for 9/11,
right.
international engineers for 9/11, architects, steel workers. You can get
mm-hmm.
involved in that.
Yeah, I could talk about that.
This is a multi-pronged approach to sort of like divest everybody into their own group.
Right.
Where they feel they have a connection to people who know what they're talking about. Because what
mm-hmm.
9/11 Truth is a gaggle, clusterfuck blob of fucking fucktards that don't know fuck, and all they do is bitch and moan at each other, and it pisses me off.
Right.
I've been there.
Well, that's,
I've checked it out.
I just wanted to say one thing. They never really, you know, they haven't really accomplished anything.
No.
My thing, because I went into a couple of groups and stuff, and all they do is just fight with each other, and you know, nobody is like really petitioning Congress, you know, like coming down hard on the elites, on these culprits, anything.
Nobody's
which
been
points
arrested,
to them really...
invited, nobody's been charged, nobody's been accused.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
And these guys are supposed to be leading it up.
I'm saying that's like a blazing, you know, light shining on them, not really, you know, being truthful, and especially calling themselves 9/11 Truth. They're not, you know, making any headway in anything.
And they refuse and deny any people who talk about no planes, who talk about mini nukes, or who talk about direct energy weapons. Personally, I don't believe in direct energy weapons, but I still
mm-hmm.
allow people to talk about it. If you want to explore the truth, you've got to cover every angle. you don't say, no, you're not allowed to talk about that because I'm Ken Doc and it's not one of my hard facts. You know, fuck Ken Doc.
Well,
and
it's the same
Richard
thing
Gage,
as like priests telling you how God feels and thinks. You know, how do you know that? You know, sorry, I don't mean to. But
no, that's funny. It's funny because I see it's a really good analogy. Like,
right.
Where do they get off saying what they say when they don't know what they're fucking saying?
Right.
That's what pissed
me
off.
My view is that day, whatever happened, there were, you know, serious people involved, and regardless of what it is, you know, either directed energy or, you know, holographic planes or whatever the heck happened. Something happened that wasn't like they said, and, you know, there were serious technologies, probably military technologies involved in that day in 9/11 in one way or another. So,
oh, and don't forget the involvement of Mossad and the CIA.
Right, you know, the dancing Israelis and all that stuff.
Shit.
But my reason
is sick.
Right. My point being is that there were things involved that day that aren't, you know, your everyday things that happen, you know, and it happened on American soil in a free country. So, I mean, that right there points to the importance of investigation. You know, every avenue possible has to be investigated to get to the bottom of it, to get to the real truth of what happened. Or even as close as you can get to the real truth, because, you know, it's been scrubbed over and... In other words, you know, the eggs have been scrambled so many times purposefully to you know, steer people away from finding out the real truth, you know,
at this point. You know, indict and ask questions later. Get people in jail and do a proper investigation with what's available. But I'll tell you this much, there's enough, you know, freelance investigation on 9/11 over 13 years combined that tells the story in its entirety. And there may be a few things that are missing, but the fact is there's totally enough evidence to prove that wrongdoing was taking place, that the government was involved, that George Bush was involved, that the Mossad was involved, that Saudi Arabia was involved, and that, you know, do something. Yeah. I mean, fuck.
Right, exactly. That's the bottom line. Nothing is being done, ultimately. You know, nobody is being brought to justice. No one has even so much as lost their job over all of this, you know.
Yeah.
Close
to
3,000 people, you know, murdered, and, you know, all the systems fail, you know, conveniently, all like dominoes that day, and nobody even as much as loses their job. You know,
the most sickening fucking thing was after Tower 2 came down. After Tower 2 came down, a fucking F-16 fighter jet flew by. Woo!
I saw them.
Like, oh, they got here too late.
It was like hour after. It was like an hour after everything was done.
It was pathetic.
That's when they showed up.
And it wasn't just pathetic. It was by design. It was
right.
The leadership of the country has been hijacked, and it hasn't stopped being hijacked. There's a major problem.
For those that many, I'm saying the war games and all the false blips put on the screens, and the all the fighter jets, you know, moved off to Alaska and the North Atlantic, leaving only, you know, a couple fighter jets to protect the entire East Coast of the United States. You know,
and then they sent
19 hijackers couldn't accomplish that, James. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. Oh,
so that's
believe
pointing
me, you,
to,
I know it's pretty fucking obvious to me.
Right, and I'm saying for people not to recognize this, you know, just normal people not to recognize these facts. You know, it's like a slap in the face of humanity. How could you be this, you know, ignorant not to recognize that, you know, there was involvement with, you know, real high people to make these things happen. You know,
look,
that's what pisses me off.
It's
the stupidity of people.
Remember when we were talking about balls? It's time for America, Canada, Britain, France, everybody in the Western world, because we all stick together, to man up, to be fucking real people, and to stop, disengage from the bullshit, fucking mundane, useless bread and circuses, video games, football, this, that, and the other thing.
Right.
And take this fucker head on by the fucking horns. Because that means that what I'm talking about is like it's almost called revolution, but I have a more subtle way of calling it. I think it's called an evolution of consciousness. If people are open to the idea,
nonviolent,
awake to it, then anything can happen, and the right people will fall into line, and they will take care of business. It's something you have to have hope for, because looking around, most people have their heads up their ass. They don't give a flying fuck about anybody but themselves, and that's not the
right
fucking attitude, man.
Of the culture.
Yeah,
that's a symptom of the culture that's created by the elites to keep you, you know, selfish and not see, because they know the strength is in the numbers, and that's what they're breaking apart, you know, by design. Is our
numbers. By you and I talking like this on a radio show. And putting it out there and people listening to it, it's going to inspire them. And that I'm gonna give you a couple minutes to say what you want to say to inspire people and get them on their way to the right path.
Okay. Well, first of all, people, my big thing is once I got into 9/11 and investigating it and everything, you know, by default, had to become a student of history. And that's what I find nowadays is nobody knows anything about the past history of this country, of the world, you know. And that's, you know, immensely crucial to understand is history. And to understand the way, you know, people in power, you know, eventually, when they get too much power, they, you know, time after time, abuse this power. And that's why, you know, America was created the way it was to control government, to keep it small, to keep it controllable. So it didn't get out of hand and tyrannical and turn against its people, because that's what, you know, ultimately happens, is the governments turn against their people. So I would beg people to start, you know, learning history, because that's exactly what's happening now, is history is repeating itself due to the fact that nobody's paying attention to history.
Right.
That's a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
Learn about the government. Learn about your constitution, what your rights are. Nobody even, you know, understands. You know, everybody's like today, they're you know, gung-ho to take out ISIS and all this stuff. And, you know, when they don't even understand that, like, half their constitutional rights have been stripped away from them from lies and bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And mm-hmm. and that's where, you know, America has been un-Americanized, you know? If this would have happened like in the 50s and the 40s, you know, they would have never gotten away with it, because the people would have just literally stormed the Capitol and dragged all these people out into the streets. Whereas today, you know, everybody's zombified by design. And that's to me, that's the most crucial thing. People need to, you know, look what happened in the 60s. They learned from the 60s. 60s, and, you know, people were highly educated, the masses. And what did they do? They protested against the wars and everything. Mm-hmm. And the elites learned from this. So, hence, you know, you got everybody dumbed down now via the culture that they create. So my biggest point is people need to wake the hell up and smarten the hell up and,
right.
you know, start studying and learning and relearning history and relearning about your government and this country and who's in it running it. Because, like you said, you know, majority of the people running it, you know, are dual nationals from Israel. How the hell does that happen?
So, yeah, how does that happen?
You know, right. How does that happen? Because nobody's paying attention. That's why.
And
everybody's, you know, worrying about their, you know, their paycheck and you know, not being able to earn enough money because they got the markets rigged and, you know, food prices are sky high and gas and everything else. You know, they keep your nose to the grindstone, so you can't pay attention to anything else.
Exactly. And I want to make
that's all by design.
I saw these two guys, they're big beefy dudes, talking about the Illuminati, and they're like, well, I got a wife and kids, and so I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to do anything about it.
Right, all the more reason. What about your children? What kind
exactly.
of world are you leaving your children, man?
Fucking exactly. That's all the more reason to stand up and fucking do something. People need
right.
to wake the fuck up. Now, here's the deal. I make movies. 9/11 Biggest Lie is a good first start movie. It's 2.5 hours long. It's a documentary on 9/11, exactly what happened, according to me.
Mm-hmm.
And but the rest of the movies I made talk about no planes on 9/11, because
right.
it became completely obvious that was what really happened. And everybody who says they saw a plane is lying. And everybody who thinks there were planes because they saw them on TV, well,
right.
the TV lies to you. And everybody who basically assumes that thousands and thousands of people saw planes, they're making an assumption, and that makes an asset of you and me. So
right.
that's what happened. And basically we need to get people on like to just pull their heads out of their fucking whatever they're doing, and
yeah.
focus on this shit, because there's limited time. I'm telling you, there's limited
right.
time. They're
this
gonna
is the
drop
key
the
to everything that's
enough.
Happening. It's that's happening in the world today. This is the key, because this
we're
is what started
of,
it all.
We're on the edge of World War III, and I shit you not, this is not a joke.
Right.
This is not a test. They have troops on the border straddling Russia and Ukraine.
Right.
America.
And this is
troops.
What they want.
They
love they
want
chaos.
Us to get wiped out. It's called depopulation, and they want us
right.
gone. And, you know, there's all kinds of things to say about this, but I'll just leave it at this, is that
no,
if
understand.
World War III breaks out, everything you think that matters now isn't going to matter mm-hmm. for shit.
Right.
So snap
It'll
out
go
of it.
Back to like World War II, where everything's rationed, and, you know, you can't buy metal and everything, and, you know, food is rationed.
It'll be ridiculous. And a lot of people are going to get murdered and slaughtered in,
right.
in mass numbers. And don't and think it won't happen on American soil, too, because
right.
it will.
This,
and
well,
Canadian
the NDAA, I don't mean to interrupt you, but the NDAA outlines that Congress made the continental United States a battleground now.
Huh.
So after they're done in the Middle East, where do you think the next big war is going to be?
Oh, my God. I mean, if people can't see this for what it is and think to themselves, like, have that little mental register click and go, holy fuck, I got to do something about this. You know?
Right.
People are so lost and in the dark. And honestly, it's people like you and me and people that care and love people and want to save the world and help the world. We are trying our hardest. We are working
right.
at it. And if the rest of the world doesn't fucking follow suit, I guarantee you, the people that don't care, who are ignorant, who are fucking the dog, they're going to get it.
They are.
They're going to get it up the ass.
That's the design. That's their plan from day one. What do you...
Well,
that's why they dumbed everybody down to begin with, so they're easier to kill. That's the way I look at it. It's all by design,
so much more
James.
To talk
I don't
about,
care.
Too.
I don't care what anybody says. It's all by design. This whole culture, everything. It's all orchestrated for a purpose.
It was masterminds who made up all this shit.
Right.
And we think we're living
been in the works for at least a century, if not more. And that shows how highly organized these people are.
There's a matrix of reality. The reality
right.
most people live in is not real at all.
Absolutely.
Reality is there's a higher state of consciousness. There's a way of thinking and of being and of behaving and of acting that is right by, dare I say, God. It's right.
Right. Or going with nature.
Not wrong. Hmm?
Going with nature instead of against it.
Yeah, like we're destroying the world. It's not we are, but the companies,
right.
the corporations. You know, the biggest fucking hypocrisy in all this is that these rich motherfucking prick assholes who own everything,
right.
who have all the money, are the ones who created all these massive fucking corporations and created the gasoline engine, which has been employed for the last 120 years. And they're the ones destroying the fucking planet. And we
right.
have to suffer for it? I don't think
right.
so.
Pissed
me right off. If I had my way, I'd line them up all and I fucking slit all their throats right in front of me.
They
fucking
deserve
end their
it.
Lives.
Well, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Just on the point you're making about how, the elites as a whole worldwide, they have enough power. Forget the money because, money is nothing. They print it out of thin air. It's
right.
just a control mechanism. But
right.
my point is the power that they have, the control over the entire earth that they have and the people.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they have the power to create any kind of world that they see fit.
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted to create heaven, paradise on earth, that they could do that within 10, 20 years maybe.
Okay.
If they